Success. 5 years ago, my wife Donna and I invested our entire nest egg into buying an old farm in Brutus, Michigan. We refurbished the old barn and created a young adult ministry because there wasn't one in the area. It turned out almost exactly like we pictured. But then when it was still in its infancy, Emmett County, the county in which it's located, shut us down. It was actually quite ugly, and they threatened to condemn the property if we even had a Bible study in the farmhouse. Now, in the blog post, there is a video clip of one of the events at the barn. I'll play the audio now.
Your love is relentless, so
So now, rather than the vibrant ministry that we hope to launch, Donna and I have a mountain of debt, a second property to pay taxes on, and a really nice barn that we're not allowed to use. It's really easy to feel angry and foolish and defeated. But the young adults who were part of a fledgling ministry did not get shut down. They continued to meet in other locations. They kept meeting for worship music, Bible studies, and fellowship. In fact, the core group of people still meet to this day, years after the actual barn was shut down. They still call their group the barn, even though many of the current group members were not around when the actual barn was involved. Over the past 5 years, four couples who met or got their start at the barn have gotten married. One of them is my eldest daughter, the singer in the video clip I played above. Her and her husband are expecting their first child, and our first grandchild in September. The group of young adults that got started at our short-lived ministry continues to grow and flourish, even though my wife and I are no longer a part of it. Our barn sits empty, but I'm not sure I can consider it a failure. Our goal when we started the barn was to create a community of young adults who could grow together and lean on each other as they transitioned into adulthood. We always intended for the group to take over once it was established. We wanted exactly what happened. It just wasn't exactly the way we expected it to happen. Now, Donna and I can always make more money. We can have a bit less extravagant retirement, which can start a few years later than we intended. But when we decided to invest everything we had into the lives of the young adults we cared for, our intent was to change their lives, not create a business. And their lives are not only changed, but continue to change. New lives who only know the barn as a weird name that references some place they used to meet. The barn is both the biggest failure and largest success I've ever had the pleasure to be involved in. It did not turn out like we planned, and yet it also ended up much better than we ever hoped. Success, it seems, comes in many flavors.